Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my nigga? It's PSA motherfucking podcast. Comment, boys, what's poppin', my niggas? Love y'all niggas, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. We got a good guest on tonight, y'all. A very special guest coming on the show. We'll talk about his upcoming battle on RBE. This card is looking phenomenal. Jay Black, I see you out there talking about you got show-off beating Loso, my nigga. I don't know if I could agree with that fully. I think if show-off beats Loso, in my opinion, that's an upset. It just is for me. I'm not taking nothing away from show-off. He gets busy, but I just think Loso is more seasoned, huh? A lot of good battles. I got a guest coming on. Hold on. Got John, Big K. Got that battle. You know what I mean? It's a lot of fucking good battles, man, on this card for RBE, man. Waiting for the guest right now. You. Peace, what is? You. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. February 3rd, my niggas. February motherfucking 3rd. ARP, RBE. The guest I'm about to have on, he's not new to that stage. But the only thing with this particular brother, he's only battled one-round battles on this particular stage. He actually changed a battle rapper's life, my niggas. The way the nigga dressed, the nigga actually trying to get his swag on right now. I see you, Danger Zone. BX Burrow, home of KRS-One, Big Pun, DITC, and the nigga that's battling gyms on February 3rd. The Animal Goods. What's good, my nigga?
Yo, what's good? What's good, y'all?
And my nigga, in my Charlie Clips voice, my nigga Goods in the house. What's popping, my nigga?
Same old. Chill. Regular life shit running around, you know?
Yes, sir. Let's talk about it, my nigga. You and Jim's, man. Why does this make sense right now, brother?
When Jim's, you know, was asking me for the battle. That was about for the last 4 years. Don't quote me because I don't really know, but I think for like the last 4 years. He had no resume. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have none. It's like, why would I battle him? It just didn't make no sense. At this time right now, I watched him, you know, work. I watched him get a fan base by blogging. So, you know, it gave him a decent fan base and people start actually, you know, wanting to see it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just thought this was the perfect time to, you know, take him because he worked, he built himself up. He's a good blogger, so he built a strong fan base off of blogging. So now it makes more sense to do it than doing it, you know, all the other times he was asking me to do it. It didn't make no sense because he didn't do nothing yet. He didn't have no clout or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? So
right. Now, you've been blogging. Listen, you're one of the forefathers, I would say, of the battle rap culture when it got to YouTube and all that, URL specifically. You, Clips, A-Verb to me are the gods of blogging when I think of battle rappers. For a dude like Jims, who was having maybe struggles in his trap house days, do you think that was a good thing to do that for fans to see him in a different light and maybe reinvent himself?
Yeah, I mean, I think as if you're not doing so good, you gotta find a way. I mean, if you want to stay in it longevity, you gotta find a way to reinvent yourself. So, I think that was dope. You know what he did to reinvent himself by blogging and you know doing stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I think it was a good way to reinvent himself. You know what I'm saying? But then you got some people that don't have to reinvent themselves. They just
right.
Stay and they're here to stay and they be around. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the people that got to reinvent themselves.
This nigga Goods. My nigga, I ain't gonna hold you though, Goods. I'm glad this is 3 rounds, man. Was it conscious of you to go 3 rounds? Because I know you have a lot of 1 round battles. You, Shug, Adi Boom, you know, Danger Zone. I think you and Chris Petty was a 1 round. Was it conscious of you to go 3 rounds? Because you never done that on RBE, even though you got mad views over there. But
yeah, I mean, I actually at this time wanted to go 3 rounds. It just like I said, it's to like when I the steps of me and Jim's battling was it went from me not wanting to do it at all, like the first 3 years, to him building a fan base, blogging, and then saying, "All right, now you know it might happen now." I see him working. He had Battle DNA and somebody else. Like, you know what I'm saying? How he was working. I said,
Math,
oh, man,
yeah,
you know, man.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is before the Math. It's Sirius Jones, DNA, Battle World. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, ah, you know what? Matter of fact, he ain't Battle World yet. But you got to, you know, Sirius Jones. And he ain't Battle DNA. I don't know. He battled 2 people, and I was like, ah, he's working. And, you know, like, I think, you know, I think 1 round would be good. I think I'd do a 1-rounder with him. You know what I'm saying? I've been wanting it. Let's do it. You know, because, you know, normally on other leagues, I only do 1 round.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I normally say 3 rounds. When I'm doing 3 rounds, it's like a big card, a big opponent. You know what I'm saying? So that's my way of still, you know, giving workout and not oversaturating myself. Where the battle might be mediocre, you know, so that's why I just went through 3 rounds with everybody. But yeah, so I'm like, well, you know, we could do the 1 round thing, boom. So the reason the 1 round didn't go down was I see on blogs is just saying because Jims didn't go first. Now the way I took it, it wasn't like Jims didn't go first. It was the way I took it was. I took it as disrespect because it's like, my nigga, you wanted this battle for 3 years prior. Now you got the chance. You got the battle you want. Now, I'm not saying I'm a Jay-Z, a battle rapper, but this is what you wanted. So if it's something you wanted, now you got it, and you're not going to do it because I said Jim should go first or something. I said to him, if he'd have been like, nah, yo, good, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. I don't want to chance it. Boom, boom, boom. Because he said something about he didn't want to chance it because I'm deadly in a 1 round or something like that. If he'd have said that to me, I'd have been like, all right, cool. Flip it, let's do it. But the way it came across to me is not, it's like, because we both didn't speak to each other. ARP kind of was in the middle, and we spoke to ARP. So you know, if it's going one ear and come out somebody else's mouth, it's always going to come out a little different. It might sound different. So I took it as disrespect. Right. I took it as Jim was like, I'm not going first. Like, nah. Da-da-da. So that's how I took it. I didn't know it was just like, nah, I don't want to go first. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I want to make it even. I think it ain't going to be even if I do that. I would have totally understood that, but that was the mix-up there. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? So that was that there. And we spoke about that, and that was that there. So when it came back around again, the problem was the like everybody was just talking. I'm like, yo, listen, like ARP call. I told ARP call me. Jim, you call me. I mean, if you want the battle that bad, ARP, you know what I want. You know, don't want to put that up or whatever. Invest in yourself. This is a battle you want. This is just how I'm looking at it. I could be wrong, but this is how I'm looking at it. It's a battle you want. So invest in yourself. So Boom. So that's like,
that was good. The battle before. You want, though, my nigga, you get a nigga like Goods on your resume, my nigga. That's a good look. I got to be Jim's lawyer for a minute, Goods. I could understand. Maybe not the ramifications he wants, but yeah, he's been wanting you before math. Even before, I think he wanted you before math, but we're going to keep it 100.
Yeah.
I think. I'm glad it's three rounds.
No. But that's what I'm saying. So my thing is, as Jim's coming into this, right, and him saying, all right, this on my resume is going to be, you just sell whatever, however you fit, it's going to be crazy on my resume, then invest in yourself. Make it easier. Just say, LP, all right, I know you want this, boom, I got a rack to put up. That's what I'm saying. That's just what I said. I said, yo, both of you know what I want. I'm not asking for nothing out this world. I'm not asking for $30,000 or nothing like that for this particular like a type of battle like this. I'm not asking for that. You know,
are you looking at it also, Goods? Goods, are you also looking at it because you're one round battles? You have, I think, you probably have the second most views over there, and it's only one round battles.
Definitely.
So you ask the price, like, all right, if I got that, I'm giving y'all one round battles. I'm getting mad views of one rounders. Now let's implement two more. My asking price obviously is going to be a little bit more, not astronomical, but it's going to be up there, right?
Let me say something, man. See, this is how I do it. With me, my price goes up depending on the opponent and depending on how big the battle is. So depending on how big, so if me and Lux battle, that's obviously a big battle. Then my price is going to go up. So other than that, my price stays the same for pretty much everybody, every league. So I don't do like, all right, it's a smaller league. You know what? Y'all want me to battle 3 rounds over here? I need 15,000. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't do that. I keep my price the same for every league. I keep my price the same for every league. If, you know what I'm saying, if it's not a big battle. I don't go no low. I keep it all the same for everybody, so it's even. You know what I'm saying? I'll only go up when depending on how big the battle is. You know what I'm saying? Because battles make events. Rappers, not the league. Battles make events. So that's the only time I'll go up. Other than that, it stays the same with everybody. So it's not like I'm getting over on anybody. I keep it the same with everybody.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Every round I do.
Okay. No, go ahead, Goods. Go ahead. Everyone round, I want to.
No, I was gonna say, every one round I do, I get 3 racks for. Every one round, I keep the same for everybody. Whatever.
No, I'm picking you up. 3 racks for one round, my nigga. Pocket.
I thought that was on that.
I'm like, yo, get your paper now, my nigga. I'm saluting you on that. Shit.
And that's not the. I mean, that's not the. It's just I'm just saying that that's what. And I'm just saying I don't jump. I stay there. You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't want to oversaturate myself. So, but for me to come out, people know I don't battle like that. So they actually be wanting to see me because I don't oversaturate myself. I keep it. I don't go no higher or no low. Now, depending on what it is, maybe I might go a little lower. But for the most part, that's the set price. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you call me and say, hey, I got 28, then maybe I might take 28. But that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? It's just a set price. I don't try. I don't be like, all right, I'm going to go to this league, and let me see how much money they got over there. Oh, yeah, I heard they got a sponsor. You know what? I'm going to ask for $4,000 for this one. Nah. I keep it pretty much the same. I keep it the same price. So, no, I'm not cheating nobody. Everybody can the same price. URL call me, it be the same thing. I keep it the same for everybody.
Basically, everything is negotiable, right, Goods? Everything can be your negotiable table, right?
Like what? Nah, I don't feel like everything is negotiable. Everything is negotiable. My pride is negotiable.
I feel your feeling that. Now, angles. I think you're very good at angles, my nigga. I think you're a very strategic nigga, man. You, Mook.
I never heard nobody say that, though. You heard?
Nah, you strategic, my
I never
nigga,
heard
bro,
nobody
but
give me
your
like credit for. Listen, I never heard nobody give me credit for stuff like the little stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I am, but it just is like that. That's surprising to hear somebody say something different than what they normally say, because I feel like everybody get caught up in what the person does best. Like, watch T-Rock, Gunbar, or you
Gunbar,
watch
T-Chop. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, you watch T-Chop and you say he took the drugs, so, you know what I'm saying? But T-Chop is very good with angles. His angles is amazing.
Yes.
They don't give him credit
yes.
for it.
Yes.
Like, Tillman is good. Like, they don't give him credit for these things. Like, his angles, like, he find angles on anybody and it's amazing. They don't give him credit for that.
I thought T-Top was going to beat you, Goods, and I was wrong. Again.
Nah, I
thought X-Factor was going to beat you. I was wrong again.
I respect it. Yo, listen, man, I don't know how people get up here and get upset at
right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't blame you for feeling like that. I don't blame you for feeling like that. You know what I'm saying? That's an opinion. And I respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you what your stigma is. Yes, I'm wrong. Good. Let me tell you what your stigma is, I think. I think this is a stigma from what I've watched you for so many years. You've been battling. The stigma with Goods is this. He doesn't battle a lot, but when he battles, it's a great show, right? Another stigma mm-hmm. is you're very a comedian rapper, but I think you get slighted. I think inside the jokes, you joke for like 50 seconds and then get aggressive. They might pick a little bit of humor, but go back into the aggressive shit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
This is what I feel, and this is what I don't understand with people. You have to do more than one attribute. You know what I'm saying? Like I said in one of the interviews, ain't nobody that's a punch, that's just straight punch. They don't stay around long. Because you have to do more than one attribute. Clips do everything. That's why, you know, do they take Clips is one of the ghosts. He does everything. You have to do everything. Yes, I'll joke. See, my joking is joking seriously. That's just part of me. Like if you're around me, I'll joke on somebody and be dead serious. You understand what I'm saying? Like, my face, you would think I'm serious. Like, it'd be funny. That's what I'm saying. That's a part of me. So it ain't like I joke a whole round. I just don't understand why people don't understand that you got to have every attribute and touch everything. You know what I'm saying? Another thing a lot of people don't know is when you get anybody to laugh, that's a female. You try to talk to a female, boom, boom. You get her to laugh, you got her.
You in there, Goods. We in there, my nigga.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And that works for any,
Goods. That's how I put my wife, my nigga. That's how I put my wife, my nigga. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's my point. That's my point. So listen. When I come out, let's say you come out aggressive from the beginning, and nothing is hitting. Now you hearing crickets. You know what I'm saying? I come out, look at you, and say something funny. I got the whole crowd laughing. I got them. These my niggas now. Now we going to rock. We all going to talk. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's just strategy. And I'm saying this. I'm giving it away on purpose. It ain't nothing really to do. It's not going to stop. But this is strategy. This is like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to hang around somebody they feel is cool and joke and laugh. And you know what I'm saying? And give up a good time. So...
Is there such a thing as battle rap aura as a battle rapper, in your opinion?
What that mean? Like, meaning what?
Like, in the sense of, all right, back to your stigma again. Good's got to come in there with a fresh fade, look presentable. You always look fresh. Henny in the hand. You said it yourself a second ago, Goods. Like, a lot of times, you say a joke and have a straight poker face, my nigga. But we feel you. From when niggas in the building, we see you on YouTube, we see they're like, yo, Goods is hilarious. And the stigma that you have, you might have an aura. I think Lux has an aura. I think certain guys have that aura around them. Do you feel that you have
right.
that aura? Where
right.
people say
if
you got the swag rap. I could beat you with swag alone type shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and the funny thing is, I painted that picture for people to say that. And you know what I'm saying? Because I said it, and then people ran with it. So
that's a fact. Though.
I feel like in battle rap, man, what you gotta do is give the people what they wanna see from you. Cemented already. Like I've been around for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Lux like, been around a little longer than that. Or like that just we all cement. They know what they wanna see from us. They don't wanna see me go up there and gun ball every round.
They want to see that from T-Rock when he goes up there. That's what they come there for. They want to see me go up there and style on somebody and talk down to them. That's what they want to see from me. So I love that you got to give them what they want to see from you. Don't try to do none of that. That's why I loved T-Rock against Hollow. You know what I'm saying? I love Hollow against T-Rock because they didn't switch. They did exactly what the fans wanted them to do, what they wanted from them, they gave. And that's what it is. As far as having an aura, I think the people that do have an aura, those are the people that like I said, been around for 10 years plus and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because you got that aura, you're a son about you. That's like having that, like the it factor.
So. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's take it here, good. A lot of people are saying, are expecting from you in this gym's battle to go with a certain angle. I think you know I'm going already with that, sir. That the gym situation with him getting attacked. First of all, let me ask you a two-part question. A, what do you feel about Jim's putting that up himself? And two, I'm pretty sure you're painting a well-painted picture for the world to see. Am I right on that? Not to let the cat out the bag, but it is what it is.
Let me think of somebody that battled. When I battled Danger Zone, I did a blog about his boots. Did the whole thing. That's when the whole Dangerland shit came about, all that, right? I did that. So when I battled him and his round, he said something about the boots. Like, and I know you're going to say something about my Danger Lands, but that, this, that, that, whatever, whatever. My round, I said nothing about it, though. I didn't say nothing about it because they expected me to say something about it. You know what I'm saying? In battle rap, you got to do the unexpected, and people don't think like that. I'm not going to do what you expect me to do. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, just got to wait and see.
I'm good. I got to be real. I know you got some crap that you're going to let that shit not talk about that. I just don't see it. But, of course,
you got to understand this, though, man. That was embarrassment in itself. I mean, do I really got to, you know, talk?
You're going three rounds, and you're not going to talk about that Goods the Animal?
Let me tell you something. You know what's crazy?
Talk to me, fam.
I heard people say, "Well, why Good's taking this battle now because the gym thing happened?"
Yes.
Right. This battle was three rounds. If it was a one round, you could say that. This battle was three rounds. Man. So if you want to be real, I had an angle on gyms. When he first, I'm not saying when he first won the battle because I wasn't even paying attention, but when he kept asking, an angle automatically pops in my head. I had an angle on Jim's already. You know what I'm saying? When I go win Jim's, you watch my first round, I'm gonna have a totally different angle from the second round, and a totally different angle in the third round. So that don't have to do it. I had an angle on James. Some people is right there in your face. You know what I'm saying? For you to have an angle.
I hear that, Goods. We'll see. I'll let that slide, my nigga. We'll see on February 3rd. I definitely can't wait for that.
I know now. Don't get me wrong. I know James gonna talk about it because, like you said with the the joint where you say he put it up and that's called like a deflection. You know, he tried to deflect the pain. You know what I'm saying? Before anything, and I get it. That was dope. I get it. I ain't knocking him for that, man. Like, he put it up.
Would you have done that? Let me ask you a question. Would you have done that?
Before I did anything, I'd have handled my business. Before I did anything. You know what I'm saying? put it up. I might have put it up.
I wouldn't have. I'm gonna keep it real. I wouldn't have. Jim's is my guy too. Yeah. I fuck with Jim's heavy, but I wouldn't put it up. Just me.
Nah.
Like, if you're gonna see it, you want you niggas put it up. I'm not putting it up.
No.
I'm not going to that was a smart. That's playing chess, though. So I would have put it up as playing chess because you dropping it before somebody else get to drop it. So you taking a lot of the pain away. Then from you acting like you hot.
I didn't look at it that way, good. I really didn't look at it that way, good.
That's the thing. And Jim's doing that actually was smart. You know what I'm saying?
I'm an OG nigga. I don't know.
Right. Jim's doing that was actually smart.
Jim's beat you. Is that upset?
You said what?
If Jim's beats you, is that an upset?
I don't think so.
I think you're a high favorite. I think you're a high favorite. I can't remember you going to a battle where you've been a favorite like this. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't remember the last time you went into a battle where you're the high favorite. This must be different for you, right? Because it was 1-1 where you went hollow into the third round. Where niggas thought Hollow was going to do you dirty, let's be real. But it was 1-1 to that third round.
But you
don't throw the bottle. We don't know what happens. We know what time it is, man. Want to ask you another question. Small room battles, you come from that. Smack Volume 1 a couple months ago, that dropped. You come from that era. You niggas never seen Goods and Jay Mills. Get your $2 up. He had it out there for years now. Would that be something you'd like to do again? Being that you come from that and you had a transfer from small
definitely.
To the big stage.
Definitely not. You don't remember? And then last year I did one when I did Billy Boondocks. It felt good.
Oh, that's right, Billy Boondocks. Yeah.
Felt good. Like that.
You like
that's,
small rooms
that's
or
like? Huh?
Do you prefer small rooms or big stages? Because you could rock both, really.
At this point, it don't really matter. I mean, I think it'll be different going back to the small room, but it didn't when I did that. It felt good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It felt good. So, I like that. You know what I'm saying? I like that.
Were you able to watch any of the battles that happened on Smack Volume 1 or not?
Definitely. I missed them.
Twerk?
Yeah, I miss JC and Twerk. I saw Rum Nitty Iron Solomon.
Rum Nitty Iron Solomon was fire goods. I don't know how you feel about that, brother.
Super fire. And that show,
wow.
Like, you saw how crazy Iron Solomon was in a small room.
Words, son. Facts. Facts.
Crazy. Like, honestly, some people ain't made. That big stage is different, man. It's like, you know, you got to really, you on a stage, you're away from the crowd, you can't, it's hard to connect with them. Like, you got to really, you know, for some people, it ain't going to work. I didn't know if it was going to work for me. I just didn't know. I just did what I normally do. I mean, I know how to captivate people, though. Like, that's one
right.
of something I'm good at. So, you know, for people that don't know how to captivate and go grab people, then they're going to have a problem.
You just mentioned a young boy's name a second ago. What's your take on Twerk?
I think Twerk is dope if he stay consistent. Super dope. I think he already there. He shot up. He reminded me of like when John first came out. John shot from the PGs to
okay.
the Phillies quick. And like Twerk did that.
Big comparison.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be special to do that. You know what I'm saying? T-Top did that. He ain't stay there long. Briz did that. He ain't stay there long. So you got to be special to, you know what I'm saying, special to do that. So I think Twerk got something special, definitely.
Mm.
I just think he got to stay consistent.
How hard is it for you not to choke, girl? You've been doing this shit for years and don't choke. How hard is it just to dig in the mind of a battle rapper? You've been doing this shit for years, my nigga, and not choking. How hard is it not to choke in a battle, man?
It's real hard, man. Real hard.
I could imagine, bro, for real. One last thing, Goods. You know Mad Skills does the wrap-up every year for hip-hop?
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be a good person to do one for battle rap, man. I'm just throwing it out there. I know you always in the,
right,
some of the music. Yeah, I think you'd be the right person to do that, man. The way Uncle Murder does this shit. I think you would finesse that shit lovely in a battle rap form and shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, I never what about you and Lux, about man? That's dope.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there for you. You and Lux. What up? Are we ever gonna happen?
I'm all aboard for that. I think that'll be super dope. It's two different styles. You know what I'm saying? And I think it'd be dope.
It is styles though. The style clash is kind of weird to me, Goods. But a lot of fans are saying, all right, they throw JC name out there, Verb name out there, Daylight name out there. Then it seems to be your name out there after that. That's like a pecking order. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense to you, what people are saying. Would that be weird?
Well,
I think
JC was the closest one right there. Like, I think that was about to go down, but I think JC kind of messed up his situation. You know what I'm saying? I think he took too much battles to that. He should have sat out until or just not taking too many till you get that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think I think MFAC would have been dope. I think all of him and Daylight would have been dope. That's what I want to see. I think Daylight and Verb, man.
That's what I want to see, though, Goods.
I think him and Daylight will come close. I think Daylight, out of everybody, comes the closest to him lyrically. I think him and Verb beat them too, because Verb is lyrical, and he got, like, charisma.
And they got history.
It's a grudge match. So I think that'd be dope. And I think Verb will, like, really put it together, like, over. Like, you know, he really go get hungry again, and you know what I'm saying?
Does you and Tay-Rock, does that make sense?
I don't know. It ain't nothing that makes me go, like, yeah, I want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. Tay-Rock is hard to beat, man. Tay-Rock is hard to beat. He's consistent, man. He could say, yeah, I think that boy don't have an off night.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Tay-Rock have an off night in a long time.
You said last year you went to battle a lot in 2017. How would you assess your 2017 battle rap year?
I think I battled a lot for me. I battled about six times.
That's what I'm saying. You battled more than any other time in your career, right? Safe to say that.
Yeah, I battled six of them. All right, let's see. I battled Bully Boondocks. Then I battled T-Top.
T-Top.
I'm trying to do the kind of in order. T-Top. Then me and Clips. Two and two. Hangman.
That's phenomenal.
Hangman. Chris Petty, and Jeff, six.
How many this year?
There's six. That I don't know.
Okay.
I'm gonna at least try to do like three though.
Because
I ain't gonna lie, even down like that joint, that I ain't gonna lie, it's hard. You run out of space. I don't know how they do it. Like DNA, I commend. It was like DNA. Niggas are
For
alien,
real.
Man.
Yeah, they be on the void. Word. Goods, man. I appreciate taking your time and rocking me, my brother. Before you go, any music though?
I ain't gonna lie, man. The music thing kind of turned me off because like you don't never get the same like I don't get the same clout I would get like in battle rap. You get a million views and get all that. And then
right.
You know if you drop something like musically, you just don't get that. Like so, it kind of turned me off from doing music. I feel like I'm going to just do things that matters, that makes sense. Like tomorrow, Friday the 12th, I'm flying out to L.A. I got a song with Mr. Dalvin from Jodeci. You know, people know.
Oh, Mr. Dalvin?
I'm on his single. I'm on his single. He called me for his single, and that was dope to me. They got a sold-out concert, 13,000 people, and I'm performing with him. So you know, like that makes sense. I want to do stuff that makes sense. Like that call, that made sense for me to do that or stuff like that. But then I say that, and I was in the studio these last couple of days, and I start working on this tape called the Makeover Tape. I think I'm going to call it the Makeover Tape, where my little man LS is doing doing beats over. Like we did Many Men over. We did Monica joint over. Like he did sober, and then I'm on it like that. So I don't know. I'm gonna work on it and just, you know, do it here and there. But I ain't gonna put too much thinking on it. But I'm gonna just do it, and if it come out, you know, good, I'll just drop it whenever I get it done.
All right, my nigga, Goods, man. I appreciate you taking your time to rock with me, my nigga.
Definitely. Yo, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram, man. Goods the Animal. Go follow me now.
Goods the Animal, man. February 3rd, man. You and Jim's back. Right. Can't wait for this one, man. Appreciate you, Goods.
You're on the building.
You already, my G. Yes, sir. Shout out to my nigga, Goods, man. You already know what it is, man. For real, for real. Word. Wait for the next guy to call in. 1 second here. Back on live PSA motherfucking podcast. Salutations to all. This brother right here, man. Rocks with this cat heavy, y'all. Heavy. Heavy. I think this dude is having what I would like to call a stellar career in his young career in battle rap. I think with him also is bigger than battle rap. I could also say this with a clear conscience that I think all his battles that he's been on for the last year and hour and change has replay value. And I think that's very, very important in this culture that you have replay value battles that OG old nigga like myself could go back and watch that battle. He just had a classic, one of the best battles in 2017 going into 2018. Was B Dot and Loso. If it was not in your top three, something's wrong with your ears, my guys. But he's going back to RBE. He battled King of the Dot. The URL situation, hopefully that can happen at some time. The face of bullpen, man. Let's be clear, the face of bullpen. But he's battling Show Off February 3rd, RBE. And I told Show Off, and he ain't like that shit. I don't see you beating this brother, man. I don't see you beating this brother. You was right there at the scene of the crime where your man with a do-do-do-do got his ass do-do-do by Mr. Loso do-do-do. So February 3rd, Show Off, you got to show me something, man. Loso, what's good, man?
What's popping, bro? What's popping?
How you, my brother?
Man, I'm blessed, bro. I'm blessed, man. Living life, you know what I'm saying? Taking care of wifey, man, you know, just working
yes,
hard
sir.
Every day.
Nothing wrong with that. Yes, sir. Yes, mm-hmm. sir. My brother, let's talk February 3rd, man. What we doing? You got a man that was one of the faces of the RBE with him and Jim's, so to speak. Uh-huh. A lot of people will say that if you do your battle rap Googles. And The last time I seen this brother, or Red won that convincingly and Show Off, I got to say, man, I've never seen nobody lose a round. And the person choked. That's neither here nor there. Are you ready, man? That's a dumb question, man.
Are you looking forward to this battle? Yeah, man. Let me backtrack real quick. You know, so crazy about the old Red battle. I think it's a great battle though. Like I think it's so weird though because it's a. I think it's a body also. I think Red clearly won the battle. I think Red even won the round where he choked for about 45 seconds. The crazy thing about it, though, is that Show Off was great. It wasn't a bad Show Off. Like, if you mute old Red rounds, if you listen to Show Off rap, it's actually fire lines. Like, that first round was crazy. His third was crazy. Like, it was good. It's just that old Red really, like, turned it up every round. So, like, you know, even though I did the same thing, I gave, you know, old Red every round convincingly. I think Show Off really did his thing. But, yeah, man, so, yeah, February 3rd, though, you know, I say that. I'm excited, bro. I'm excited. And it's not even so – it's weird because, you know, I had some people come up and actually call me or text me, and, you know, I'm telling them who I got next and like, you know, prominent names in the culture, and they were just like, yo, why are you taking them? You know what I'm saying? They were just asking, like, why are you taking them? And they just feel...
What you mean, Los?
Yeah, that's why. Look. Trust me. Hey, this is the crazy thing. I was just in shock. I was like, wait, like, isn't Showalter like respectable in the coaching stuff? But the crazy thing about it, they just feel like what I just came off and what he just came off. You know, it's not like it could have been a better match out there for me. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. I just feel like this has a chance to be a great battle. I think for me, I'll be honest, I was sleep on Showalter before knowing that he was going to be my opponent. And so when I did my homework, the brother can write, bro. The brother can write. He can perform.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm excited. So regardless of what people – I think they'll It's still a good battle, you know what I'm saying? Especially that I'm in his hometown. It'll be different if I brought Show off the bullpen. I think that would have been kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? Like if John brought Show off just to battle Loso on my stage, that would have been
why
weird.
Why do you say that, sir? Why do you say it'd have been weird though? Well, a veteran like Show off, a guy that's been doing this longer than you, Loso. To be fair, he's been doing this longer than you.
Fact.
Talk to me.
So you got to think about it. They brought DNA out there for me. You know what I'm saying? Beat DNA. DNA just admitted it, right? He just went on Twitter not too long. He was doing his records, and he wrote a convincing L against Loso. Like, he gave it up. He was a man about it. You know what I'm saying? He lost against me. Just came off this beat-out joint. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that, like, it's not a shadow of a – like, there's no shadow of a doubt who's the man in bullpen. You know what I'm saying? You go down south, there's nobody carrying the weight, the name, and stuff like that. And so they know, like, when you walk over there, this is Loso's lead, you know what I'm saying? And so for RBE, I just don't know if you get that same vibe for Show off. And I'm really not trying to take a shot, but I just don't know if you walk
over there. Wait a minute, Loso. You're talking about a guy. Wait, all right, let me ask you a question. Who's the first two guys when you think of RBE? Who are the first two guys that come to your mind?
I do think of Show off and Jims.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying. There's been people to walk into. So put it this way. This is what I'm saying. There's been people. Actually, you know what? No, let me take that back. I think of Big Cannon, too. I think of Big Cannon right up
there. Yeah, he'd be number three. Yeah. And Mr. Mills probably number four. Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes, or there might have been a time. Like Big Cannon, I feel like lately, you know, he's been, but he's just not like a personality that's just in the front, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, Big Cannon's just been wilding out, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've seen Big Cannon kill Craig Lamar on RB, you know what I'm saying?
He lost the DNA badly though.
He did lose the DNA. You're right. He did lose the DNA. That wasn't the same night as the Old Red battle, right? Old Red and Show off. That was two different events, right?
I think that was two different events.
Okay. But, you know, I seen Big Ken on the RBE stage. I think he beat JC. You know what I'm saying? And so I think that there's just been – so he's one of the names. But this is what I'm saying. I'm not denying that Show off is one of the names. That's the thing. Like, I just feel like I've seen people walk into RBE and leave with a convincing W on Show off. You know what I'm saying?
And
you just can't say that about Loso on Bullpen. Now, granted, one can make the argument like, well, you know, how many battles you got on Bullpen, how many battles he got on Show off, you know what I'm saying? But regardless, I just feel like I just don't think that the people out in Bullpen would have brought Show off for Loso. You know what I'm saying? They I don't think that they would have done it. However, I say all that to say this, bro. I know I keep, you know, getting off. I'm really anticipating this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really anticipating having this conversation with Show off. I'm really anticipating exchanging words. I think I already know the angle, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's going to try to come out there and you know, bully his way through rounds and do all that. But, you know, I mean, I just feel like so many people have already done that with me. That you know, I mean, it's whatever now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm comfortable. So, I really can't wait, man. I think Shoff
is gonna be extra aggressive though, Los. I think he's gonna be more extra aggressive than anybody you battle. I'm gonna go on record and say that now.
That's fine. Yeah. I think so too. I agree with you wholeheartedly. In fact, I was talking to Bad News, and we was talking about it yesterday, and he said the same thing. He said, yeah, he gonna try to do this. But my thing is, like, you know. Go ahead. What are you gonna do? Hit me? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you gonna do? Like you ain't gonna hit me. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is like,
yeah, let's
I'm
not take
be,
it there. Let's
be,
not.
But that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. We know it's not gonna go there,
right?
We know it's not gonna go there. It's not like there's no like bad blood between me and Showalf. It's not like you know, like we got.
It's not a grudge match. It's not a grudge match.
It's not a grudge match, right? It's just a match. So I can go ahead and get you know crazy aggressive. But my thing is like, there's only so much you can do, and then it's my turn to rap. You know, and we just gonna forget all that. So but I'm definitely excited, man. You know, ARP and them, they definitely good peoples, man. They always take care of me. So I'm excited, bro.
When you battle Jay Murda, right? And you won 3-0. Yes, Jay Murda, 3-0. And Showalf came into the scene a little bit. Did that throw you off?
Nah, I didn't throw it. I was kind of upset. So, supposedly when I spoke to Jay Murda, he said that, you know, Showalf, I know he said that Showalf wasn't supposed to do what he did. You know what I'm saying?
That did not land at all. Whatever they worked on,
I don't know what
that
was
trash.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It wasn't like I think they were supposed to do something, right? They were supposed to do something with the arm and, you know, but they weren't supposed to push me. Or Jay Murda said they weren't supposed to get like that. But Showalf, if I'm not mistaken, he might have been drunk or something like that, or high or something like that, because I remember looking at him and he wasn't really all the way there and stuff like that. So, it was what it was. Like I said, you know, what's really going to happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm just there or something like that. So, but nonetheless, though, it's crazy because when I spoke to him, that was my first time meeting Showalf, and after the battle, I remember asking him, I said, yo, what's your plans? Like, because I didn't even know he was retired. I did not know he had announced his retirement after O-Red. And he told me, he said, the only way he will come back, he said the only card he will be on is the first card that Adi Boom returns on, right? And so that's what it was, you know what I'm saying? But obviously this matchup must have been intriguing to a point where, you know, he just had to take it. And I feel like...
Do you think he wants redemption for the Jay Murda battle? Because that's his man's. Because I just interviewed Showalf, and he brought Fez Mafia out the gate. He brought Jay Murda out the gate. So, you know, they family, they crew. Do you think it's redemption because of the battle you have against Jay Murda? That's all I look at.
Yeah, I mean, he was front row, so, you know, definitely some blood spilled on him. So I know he definitely knew, you know, what was going on. But I don't know. I mean, I think... like I wouldn't be surprised if Jay Murda jumped in the battle and gave a couple bars, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But yeah, I think this is definitely redemption. But you know, it is what it is. I think that's secondary though. I don't think that's the primary reason, because my thing is like, even if I would have beat Jay Murda, but if my name wasn't popping, you know what I'm saying, if I would have got thrashed by B-Dot or something like that, or if I wouldn't had the career or been on the source list, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff, I think that he would have. I don't think he would have been like, yo, let me come back. Like, this got to be my return battle. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. ARP could have called up anyone for Showalf's return battle.
And it's
low so now. So yeah.
But does that put extra oomph for you? That okay. Here's a guy that's, you know, you're the face of Bullpen. He's one of the faces of the RB, making a return. He retired. He's one of the faces. Does that put an extra for your material?
Yeah, it does.
Being that, you know.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It does for me, man. So I'll say this.
Well, let me ask you a question. Would it be more exciting being that he retired and coming back, or if he was more frequent and still battle, and the battle just came up, and you know what I'm saying? It just came up about us like this, like, bam, maybe you got Jim's and Showalf. And Jim's been, Showalf was frequent. But being that he's not frequent, is it more special?
I think so. I think I don't know if I would use the word special, but I definitely say it's tougher for me now, and I'm loving it. I'm loving all the challenges. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to take everybody at their best. Like, I never want to go ahead or like, I want all the odds against me. You know what I'm saying? So it could be a shadow. So like, nobody can ever say, yo, this dude, like, you got to think about when people bring my name up now, it's not even with the whole gimmick thing, right? At first, it was like, oh, he, you know, they kind of put us in our own category or in our own, like, subgenre. Like, oh, these are the Christian rappers. So
right. He's
the nicest out of the Christian rappers. But now we're not even having that conversation. Now it's like, yo, is Loso one of the nicest in the world? You know what I'm saying? That's the conversation now. And so with Showalf's return, I think that it's going to be so wild in that room. One, this is his hometown, right? This is Brooklyn, right? He's from Brooklyn, so he gonna have all his people in there.
Yes.
Whoever rocking with him, right? We talking FT Dub, we talking Team Homie, whoever rock with him, the whole RBE, Brooklyn, all his people, right?
Mm.
Then on top of that, you get the return gas. I'm not saying that he's gonna be gas, but it's a little extra, like, oh, show off's back, you know what I'm saying? And so
right.
It's gonna be even a little more difficult for me to kind of overcome that, but I'm excited. I'm excited because I haven't, like, every single battle, I kind of want a different storyline. Every single battle, I want to look back. I kind of want to almost have a place like a photo album and say, okay, I remember this battle. This dude was returning, and everybody was into, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I went to his hometown, and I stripped that aura out of the room and brought it. So
right.
That's what I'm hoping for. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm waiting for. So, yeah, I think that I wouldn't say it makes it special, but it is different. It is exciting, and I think it's more difficult than if Show Off would have kept battling. Like, if he would have took two more battles after the Old Red and we would have met in New York, I don't think it would have been as special as, like, yo, this is the return to this dude.
Is it considered an upset if Show Off beat you?
Man, as far as with me?
Yes. In your opinion,
like, do I consider, you know, so crazy? Man, I don't really even think like that, bro. Like, I don't think like that. Like, I just feel like,
okay,
anytime that I go out there, right, and I get my material off, the best you're gonna be able to do is have a classic. But here's the thing. So let's say worst case scenario, Loso messes up, right? Because it's the only thing. I don't think that somebody's gonna, like, just kill me. If we both get our material off and you convincingly had better material, you convincingly had better rounds, right? So I think
right.
that I do think, though, let's say I mess up, right? Let's say I choke. Let's say I stumble. Let's say whatever it is, right? I think that the people will regard it as an upset. And just from – that's just from reading, like, YouTube comments. That's just from seeing tweets. That's just from seeing posts, you know what I'm saying? I think that even Jay Black, when he chose Show Off to win, I think he kind of almost, you know, communicated it as an upset. Like, he was like, yo, I think Show Off is going to, because they all, this is the thing, like, everybody is having the conversation, like, yo, has Loso lost? Like, homie's 11 battles in, you know what I'm saying? And usually
listen,
when somebody's,
man, hold on,
11
right
battles
quick.
In.
Ask Jay Black what happened after I saw that shit on Champion. Did I not call him? He'll tell, yes, Jay Black, I know you're going to listen to this. I called you right away and said, you're crazy. I even left a comment on the section there, like, yo, Black, what?
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
I don't want nobody thinking I don't like Show Off. I like Show Off. I think Show Off is very intricate with the bars, right? This is not a Loso
yeah.
love fest. Pause. I just okay. feel that it's going to, like, to me, it takes Show Off a while to heat up. Like, I study
yeah.
this shit, my niggas. Just trust me on this.
Yeah.
It just takes him a while to get where he's going. But when he gets there, he's on point. I just think
yeah.
when Loso is coming at you rapidly, dog, and by the time Show Off gets to the fourth bar, by the sixth bar, Loso would have said about two crazy by then. You know, and his intros
bad,
are mad
though.
Long, so when he start rhyming and shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it. I don't know if you look at it that way, but I study Show Off, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. But with the upset joint, you know, just based off what people kind of how they kind of feel in the community, I think that it would, you know what I'm saying? Which is weird, you know, what's so crazy though. I take that as a compliment. Like, yo, I'm 11 battles in, right? We talking about usually career wise, right? When battlers come in, unless you just start off on URL and you have a crazy PG and then you start taking off the gate, we talking when you got 10 or 11 battles, you just starting to heat up to a place. If you nice and if you get there, right? Because it's only going to be like a handful of people that you really notice every year. There's millions of battle rappers jumping into different leagues every single day. And so for someone to catch wave over the internet, over you know, trying to really his name, somebody's name who kind of just crosses over all platforms. It's crazy that I can be in my 11th battle. I'm traveling to New York to his league where he runs, and people are saying if Loso loses, I have I have less than half the battles to show off. Would have said, yo, if Loso loses, this will be an upset. I hear that, and I say, yo, praise God. Like, I must be, like, something must be, you know, something must be going well.
Show Off told me the other day when I interviewed him, he said to me, yo, Dre, if you talk about the competition, the level of competition that I battle compared to Loso, who wins that? I said, yeah, you win that. But in my opinion, that doesn't make me think you're going to beat Loso on the strength of that. Does that hold a lot of merit because the person you stood in front of, in your opinion?
Yeah. So,
especially if you didn't win a lot of them battles.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, that's what you gotta say too. But my thing is like, one, I do agree. I think if you kind of average out the talent that we both have battled, one, obviously he's battled way more people than me, so you know that's unfair. But at the same time, though, if you kind of average out the talent, or just bring up the top five names that we both battled, right? I think he would have across the board. I think you have more talented people. More talented names. However, though,
right.
My only rebuttal to that, though, Dre, I'm be honest. Like, if we take our top five people, let's take our opponents and let's talk about the performances that our opponents gave us. My thing, like, you show me one of his opponents that can stand up to XL's third round. You tell me one of his opponents, and this is we talking about XL, right? Who don't really get
yeah.
Like, but his battle with Loso.
Very slept on. Very slept on.
One of the craziest battles of 2016, right? We're talking about name a round or something that somebody gave him that was up there. Name somebody who came who had a great performance like Bad News did against
Mav,
him. You know what
Mav
saying?
Did not have a good performance against him. Arsenal was reading his phone and choking. You know
what I'm saying? And so my thing is like, so those are names, right? Those are tough. Those are legendary names. But I would rebuttal by saying, what about you tell me somebody on his side who would have lasted 5 minutes against the three rounds that B Dot was giving me that night, bro. Give me one of his opponents. One of that would have stood in front of B Dot or forget that. Give me one of his opponents that you think, oh, he could beat B Dot. Maybe O Red. That's it. I'm trying to go down. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is like, so yeah, he has the names. No one's going to deny that, bro. You stood in front of some legendary names, Arsenal, Matt Hoffa. But I'm just saying, bro, the performance they gave you wasn't necessarily the best performance you got. Was O Red? He lost that one.
Yeah,
clearly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And Bridge Rothstein was
like,
many moons ago.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is like I would just bring up the performances. Now of course, when I think like, all right, you know, I gotta go ahead and battle this dude who's sitting, that doesn't mean anything. You know what I'm saying? Like when you know, like for me, bro, I'm gonna just be straight up like I'm on a mission. You know what I'm saying? And kind of what you said in the beginning, it's a little introduction. I like this is outside of battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Like I really have. Like my job, you know what I'm saying? Like my heart is to like cultivate relationships with these dudes. Put it this way, man. I'm gonna say this, bro. You wanna know, I don't care about what review, like Champion's about to drop their review, right? They about to drop their recap of B Dot and Loso.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see their recap, you know, it's almost split 50-50, and which is dope, right? Which is dope. So I don't even think I've ever seen this many people say that B-Dot has lost before. But then you've never seen anybody say that Loso has lost this much before. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was such a great battle.
Mm-hmm.
However, though, I don't care about none of that, bro. I don't. You know what was the reward for me? One is that B-Dot and I, we are really good friends. Like, that's my mans. Like, we talk often on the phone. Like, we chop it up about life. We talk about God, you know what I'm saying? We constantly are bouncing. All right, Loso, if you believe this, then how do you call beat out? I heard you say this, but what is it? You know what I'm saying? Like we're constantly like not arguing, but we're really sharpening one another because I really like we're really trying to one we understand each other now, but we're really trying to say, look, man, this is where I think you got it wrong. Boom, right? We're always talking about careers. We're talking about our families, all that stuff. You want to tell? I'm gonna tell you right now, Dre. This was the biggest award for me personally. This was the biggest compliment that I've got. B Dot told me. He said, yo, because his son, he has a young son named Malcolm, right? He says, yo, mm-hmm. so I'm going to tell you this. When Malcolm gets older, right, because he doesn't believe in indoctrinating his kids. He doesn't believe in just, you know, when you have a baby, you just teach them what you want and just, you know, force them,
right.
Or he would say, you know, force feed them to believe whatever you believe, right? He says, nah. He says, yo, I'm going to let Malcolm choose whatever. Like, if Malcolm goes to school or he meets somebody and he hears the story of Jesus, right, and he wants to follow Christianity, and he comes home and tells me, he says, Dad, I'm a Christian. I'm following Christianity. He said, Loso, the first thing I'm going to tell him is, okay, I want you to go to Loso's church. Because if Christianity is true, that man knows what to teach. That right there, bro, that probably meant more
to you than anything.
Man, anything, bro. Because you know what?
Right.
That's just real recognizing real. That's somebody saying, yo, like, I don't know, like that's B-Dot basically, or that's anybody saying, look, I don't know if God is real. I don't know if Jesus is real, right?
Right.
But if he is real, I know you really believe him. Like Loso, the way you rap, the way you talk, the way you're passionate, the way you live your life in such a way, you kind of like it has to be the way you radically kind of move. It has to be real. You know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of what it is. Like, I may not necessarily believe that it's real, but one thing that I can say is that I believe that you believe it. And so that's when he said that, that was it. So I say all that, right? Cause like, yo, it's really more than that. You know what I'm saying? So when I joined battle rap, you know, at first it wasn't, I ain't going to flex up here. I ain't going to say like, that was the goal. Right. I got this burning bush and somebody said, hey, join John John's league. And nah, it wasn't none of that. You know what I'm saying? Obviously I did it because I love the sport, but there's obviously this passion for me, this passion at least inside of me that makes me want to go beyond rap. You know what I'm saying? So after I'm done, I try to news. Bad News is another dude, bro. On the phone with him all the time, bro. On the phone all the time. You know?
Yeah,
you spoke about that.
You spoke about that in your battle, B-Dot, right?
Oh,
I remember showing
you,
right?
Man, you know what? Put it this way, man. When these dudes are locked up, and I get phone calls from prison. You know what I'm saying? They could be calling anyone in the world, bro. And these battle rappers are calling me because they want to talk. Mm. That right there solidifies everything.
Does that complete the mission? Does that complete the mission that you're on? Or make the mission even feel better? You know what I mean? I can imagine,
bro,
of course.
That's what it is. Because it's never about wins or losses. Like, I can never, me personally, internally, right? Like, I can never lose.
I don't think you care about that, Loso. Am I right on that? I don't think you care about wins and losses.
I don't
think you care about that.
Now, don't get me wrong. Because of the sport, right? Because of what, obviously, I would love to go out there and win. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, like, you'll never see me leave, let's say I get bodied. You'll never see me jump off social media. You'll never see me wild out or do none of that. Like, I'm going to be there. Yeah, homie body. But you know what? As long as I rap my three rounds that I was supposed to rap, like, I can never lose because it's not about that, you know, at least for me, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying, bro. When things like that occur for me, bro, man, all this other stuff is secondary. But, you know, and this is just another one. I'm not saying that, and trust me, like, people be asking me, like, yo, any one of your opponents accepted? Nah, bro, I'm not going to flex and say, yo, after my third rounds, everybody be falling on their face and praising Jesus. Nope, none of that. But they know I'm a real dude, bro. I ain't just going to slam you with facts and debate you every time I see you. Nah, yo, let's go get something to eat, bro. Lunch is on me. You know
right?
Let's just talk.
Let's talk some life stuff,
like,
right?
You know,
right.
That's it.
Right.
Let's just get real. Let's go watch the game. Let's go do this, whatever it is. So, yeah, that's what it is, man.
You beat that battle, man. How much does that mean to you and in the grand scheme of things, now that you look at it now?
Yeah, so put it this way. Saga had, you know, definitely some opportunities to battle him, right? And and a lot of people don't know, too, is that A-Ward had an opportunity to battle him as a PG.
Wow.
It was actually offered to both of them as a PG. This is early on. This is right after, I think, B-Dot Strick battle. And then this was right after A-Ward's first battle. He kind of, I think A-Ward, like, hit, like, 87,000 on a league that
that has like 1,000 subscribers, right? And so both of them, so, you know, Norbs had tried to set it up. They both declined it because they both kind of felt at the time that it was kind of it was kind of getting built as a gimmick battle. You know what I'm saying? Like this black guy who just murdered this one white dude out in West California. And obviously this white boy who's a Christian, oh, it's a perfect, you know what I'm saying? But they both turned it down at the time. So obviously in the back of my mind, I was always like, yo, I want B-Dot. Forget all that. Tiger didn't take him. A-War didn't take him. Cool. I want B-Dot. And at the time, you know, people felt like it was premature. They weren't really ready. People who knew me knew I wanted it and knew I was ready. But I had been calling for it since the middle of 2016. So probably for like, I want to say maybe June or July 2016, I was already asking for it. And obviously he wasn't really interested until maybe after my Bad News battle. Probably the top of this, or 2017. So I knew I wanted it because I knew that these were. So you got to think about it. For every battle rapper, there's always this one battle that kind of works as the turning point for their career. You know what I'm saying? This is the battle that kind of like, okay, this dude is here. This is gonna make a break. This is the battle that we're gonna come back. This is your moment. And so for me, when I heard that B-Dot's manager had reached out to John, I already knew what time it was. And so I knew how much it was going to mean for the culture. I knew how much it was going to mean for both parties and both fan bases. And then obviously career-wise, you know, I knew how much it was going to mean. So I was excited, bro. I was excited. You know, the more I kept watching B-Dot, the more I was studying, because that's what I do. I try to watch, okay, when does he, same thing you were saying, when does he like to heat up, you know what I'm saying, what rounds he loves to turn up on.
Yeah.
Does he wrap up, meaning like, you know, does his rounds get better as he go, or does he have a specific round like a Tay-Rock where we know second rounds are kind of just it, Hitman, or we know first rounds, if you can survive the first round, like what kind of battle is he? And so, you know, you're studying the game tapes. And so through that, too, I was thinking, like, man, no, this is going to be a tough battle. But nonetheless, man, I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better outcome. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was all love at the end. You know what I'm saying? It was all love and everything. Even people on his side, you know what I'm saying? Like, they write to me like, yo, we've never seen somebody battle Dot like that. Like, people on my side, you know what I'm saying? They've never seen somebody talk to me the way he did. You know what I'm saying? So, nonetheless, man, it was almost perfect for me personally. Obviously, you know, people, whether they call it a classic, whether they call it a top battle last year, whatever it is. For me, for Loso, I think that it lived up to what I wanted it to kind of, you know, come to fruition.
How you calling it?
I think you already know. I think I won 3-0, bro. But
3-0? Come on, Loso.
3-0? So this is what I think. No. If I'm just talking about like the material, you know, me hearing, obviously I feel that way. But nonetheless, so I think the first round I won. I think that there's just I think he had a fire first round, but I think the first round I won. I think the second round is the debatable one. That's the debate for me personally. And then the third round, I think, which is crazy because my third is crazy too, but I think third, just the way he was able to captivate the people, man, and certain things he was kind of rapping and saying, I think I gave him the third. So that's how I call it. You know what I'm saying? I think, but I flip back and forth. The only round I don't flip on ever is the first round. First round is the only round I don't ever flip on. But everything else, though, you know, it go either way.